You know, the First Amendment has been referred to many times in all different ways, but including such glowing language as a majestic guarantee, as really the linchpin for our pluralistic democracy. And compelled speech falls under that First Amendment protection. We as a nation have said that the government cannot force someone to speak, and they cannot force them to be quiet, that it cannot interfere with expression. We have also said that the First Amendment is a part of that, protects artistic expression. And that includes things that are different mediums that are not included in perhaps words or in the spoken word or the written word, but even abstract art or atonal music, things that, you know, for those of us who aren't quite so artsy, don't understand what the purpose even is of the artist's expression, that's still protected. And Baronel's creations for wedding designs, those are artistic expressions. They're created out of nothing. They use the same components as what abstract art uses. And the government is trying to force her to use her creative talents and her artistic soul to create something that violates the core of who she is. And that violates the compelled speech doctrine. Bob Ferguson, the attorney general, argued. He said, you can have your faith to believe, but you do not get faith to, you cannot act on that. The government can stop you from acting on it. Obviously, that's true in the sense of you can't hurt someone, but he was saying there's really no limit to what the government can stop you from doing, even if it's a part of your religious convictions.
Did the justices challenge that notion?
I don't know that they challenged that particular notion, but what they did challenge was when he said, if you sell expression in any form, if you open a business, no matter what that business is, the government can tell you what to do and what not to do just by the fact that you've tried to earn a living. And they found that very surprising. Under the government's interpretation here, this law could force a Democratic speechwriter to have to write speeches for Donald Trump. It could force someone that does voiceover commercials to have to do something that violates his convictions. It could force a Muslim web designer to have to promote a Jewish Friends of Israel group. It could force an African-American man to have to promote the KKK and create graphic designs. It just turns the law on, you know, our protections for free expression on their head. The government in this case actually said that it had the authority to force someone to write poetry that would violate its convictions, that would violate the poet's convictions.